This I Believe. Warren H. Atherton is a Stockton, California attorney with a record of distinguished service to his country, state, and community. He is a past national commander of the American Legion and served as special consultant to the Secretary of War during World War II. At present, he is active in veteran and civic affairs in and around San Francisco. This is Warren Atherton's creed.
17 years ago, I was kidnapped from San Quentin prison by desperate gunmen. For 3.5 hours, I rode in a convict's lap with a gun pressed into my side. Our car lurched and lunged over steep mountain roads, through giant redwood forests, and along the ocean's rocky shore. Every second I feared that the hot breath of the Khan's rod would blast away my life. As we passed green-clothed Mount Tamalpais, I realized that her head would be held high in the sky forevermore, whether I should live or die. As we passed beneath a mighty redwood, I knew that for 1,000 years each shimmering needle would seek the sun, regardless of the time of my death. As we roared along the ocean's edge, I believed that if I and 1 million more should lose our lives, not a single wave would lose its beat. As a convict was shot dead at my feet, I was aware that no blade of grass was diverted from the process of life. The belief was then born for me, and I believe now, that God is mighty, I a mite. God's works are infinite, man's accomplishments infinitesimal in comparison. I believe that humanity is a team striving toward a divine objective. When we play the game according to the rules of the great captain, we progress in happiness and in accomplishment. When we make our own rules and cheat on those, we are thrown for a loss. Faith is the basic element in The Last Supper by Leonardo da Vinci, in the music of Beethoven, the philosophy of Plato, the poetry of Shakespeare, the writings of Milton, the teachings of Christ, the leadership of Abraham Lincoln. Disbelief was the creed of Hitler, who defied God and who has gone the way of the damned. Stalin denies the Almighty and begets the hate of the civilized world. So-called modern miracles are in fact 99% natural wonders and 1% man's adaptation thereof. Skyscrapers, engines, and battleships are the children of nature's iron. Aeroplanes, automobiles, and streamliners run on the lifeblood of Mother Earth. Electric energy surges from the waterfall, the coal deposit, and the air. Steam is the giant offspring of water and fire. Food is begotten of sun and rain and earth. Wonder drugs emanate from lowly mold. Air which we breathe, blow, heat, cool, and compress antedates Adam and Eve. Water without which we cannot live can be stored, pumped, disguised, diluted, and dirtied by us, but only falls crystal clear from above. I get peace of mind from the thought that the earth is infinite, that its maker has a plan, and I am part of it. I like to believe that I am on a team, and that if I play the game square, I will be helping to carry the ball toward a goal of common good. I believe there is enough beauty to enjoy, enough happiness to be had and sustenance for all, if we on the team humbly remember to play according to the laws of Him who created the field, the game, and the players, rather than by rules concocted in the heat of strife for selfish gain.
That was Warren H. Atherton, a man who was built from an exciting life, a wise, balanced creed.